This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 11th of December, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I have a new Ben. Oh, nope, it's Christina is still there. Hi, Christina.
Thank you. I'm still here.
Yes, you are. And
I'll be forever here.
Forever. You've got a home forever here, but we've got a new producer breaking in. His name is Ben, and the reason we hired him is because our last Ben is leaving, going to the Air Force, so it just leaves me, just gave me one less thing to have to remember was a new name. So, yeah. Anyway, so what national day do we have here?
Hello.
Okay, today is National Stretching Day, and today is National App Day, so App Devices Day.
And stretching?
Yes.
You mean like bending over and stretching
yes.
and those things? Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
Good. Actually,
that's
people
cool.
have to remind
like
to stretch.
So stretching's good for you. Yeah. Okay, today, widespread haze after 5 p.m., increasing clouds, and then showers. Tonight, a chance of precipitation, 100%. And then tomorrow, we're looking at showers. To Friday, showers. Saturday, showers. And all these with the highs in the high 40s, 48, 49, and 50. Then in the lows, mainly in the, high 30s. So, or the low 40s. Sunday, it's a slight chance of showers, and Sunday night starts clearing. But then Monday, showers likely, and also Tuesday. So it looks like we've got showers through next Tuesday. As of right now in the National Weather Service, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business almost 30 years out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans that really treat their customers well, treat them as warm friends. Kenny family are an honorable family that have done a lot for our community. Can't say enough about them. Reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, sitting across from me is a politician that...
on to the dark side.
Let's go right away with the insults. Dr. Paul Danuk.
Good morning, Carl.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you for the welcome. Very warm welcome this morning.
There you go. Another politician in the office. Hey, you know what? It's really funny. I see, you know, people that get into it like you have. And you ran once and... We had dinner one night, said you'd never do it again. And your wife promised me, so he won't do this again.
She tried.
But in my opinion, you have such care for our community and everything. You want to make a difference. But the time went on, and then you got back into it. It was hard for Linda and I not to endorse you. I mean, and... The reason being is that we've known you a long time, and you never asked me to.
Well, you are a town hall of our community, and I absolutely want you to stay out of it.
Well, thank you, and we did, but it's difficult because I mean, first of all, I thought we had a real good group of people running this time. I'm happy for you that you won. But Mike Littow, Joshua Johnson, everybody, I felt had the idea of making Reading a better place. I really felt like that, and yeah. I didn't see any mud.
Absolutely. You know, Mike Latow is, of course, he has won, and he's sitting with us on the council, and Aaron Reznor also won, but Mark Mezzano, and Joshua Johnson, Dave Backus, as well as...
All of them. Just quality people.
Yeah. And one thing we wanted to make sure, and we succeeded at that, was what I was saying was, I look at this, it's a civic duty. It's almost like a jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
It's our republic, by the people, for the people, but it has to be if we can keep it that way. So it's almost a civic duty that everyone should run for an office once in a lifetime, because then you realize how difficult it can be.
Oh, for sure.
And it can be also very rewarding to engage with the people. And what we ran with the motto of this, I said, look, we are running together. We are not running against each other.
Yeah.
And we have different ideas. And I really encourage all of them to stay engaged, which they will be. And I've been talking with people like Josh Johnson and Dave Backus and Mark Mezzano, and I will definitely incorporate their ideas. And our city council has come together for that.
Well, you know, when we first started this wonderful experiment, 250-something years ago,
right.
The idea of serving was, it was just like you said, a civic duty, but you almost had to, you know, drag them kicking and screaming to Congress, because they didn't really want to. And after they did their 2 years,
mm-hmm.
or maybe, you know, 2 years or 6 years, they wanted to go home, back to their families, back to their farms, back to their businesses. And now we've turned that somehow into a lifestyle, where people will stay there until they literally die in office.
We have a very fulfilling career as well as a very fulfilling life.
Mm-hmm.
And running for office and staying engaged does take something out of it. So if we have that, I want to go back to that. But for a limited time, everyone should serve. And I'm very proud of everyone who ran with us in this campaign, and I'm very happy with the results. Of course, frankly, it exceeded everyone's expectations and even my own expectations, the result we got.
You did very well. I think it was a new record.
Yes, it certainly looks like that. Okay. Almost 24,000 vote, and I do not know anyone who has got across 20 in the past. But what I'm very happy about is that we were able to get the support from all the sections of the society, all the sections of our city.
Yeah, you reached across.
We reached across from, you know, very right to very left and everyone in between. And civic leaders as well as the average citizens. Our campaign was really focused on uniting our community around the bread and butter issues, like mm-hmm. public safety, healthcare shortage, mental health, homelessness, cost of living. And that message resonated with the people. So truly, this victory actually belongs to all the people in our city.
Well, this message that resonated with our city also resonated with our nation, it appears this time.
So the
economy, the border, the, you know, are you better off now than you were? And you have, this new city council has been seated, and you chose not to be the but the mayor pro tem, is that it?
Because I was the highest vote gatherer, so they wanted to make me vice mayor, and I respectfully declined to accept that. And there is a reason behind it. One of my campaign agenda, which I brought to front burner, and my promise was that we are going to start a new chapter. In the recent past, a couple of council people were passed over when it was their turn to be mayor. They were not elected to be the mayor by the council.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not agree with that. And that leads to a lot of acrimony as well as sets a bad example for the future. So I decided that will set a new example. So I politely decline, respectfully decline to accept that offer of being vice mayor, and I nominated other three for those positions. I can wait for my turn. I'm not in a rush. Frankly, Carl, power and titles are overrated. That doesn't help me much. What I really want to see is the promises we made to work on, the agenda we had. I want to see that come through. And I would like everyone else to take the credit for that. But I want to see that done one way or other.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, the one of the newest members of the Reading City Council. Of course, they were seated, what was it, last week or week before? Last week, I guess. You all were sworn in last week?
Right.
Yeah, I was in
last Tuesday.
I was in Las Vegas with the, under an alias, so I wasn't there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, has been voted best in the North State. For 2 years in a row, 23 and 24, and they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, a super selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. And now they're having a huge sale, Doctor, on their jewelry because it's their anniversary. It's like 33, 34
years. Did I tell my wife?
No, I've already sent her an email and said that Four Winds Jewelry is having a big sale, and I'm sure that the other Dr. DeNuca will be down there. They're great people, Rebecca, Henry, and of course Leonard, who originally started the place, is still, you know, he still comes in during this season because they are so busy. So I totally recommend if you're looking for jewelry, you go down and start first with Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman. And I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria.
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I feel pretty good today. I was kind of a little bit under the weather yesterday, you know, being down in Las Vegas, and I was infected with some kind of head cold. Last year, everybody got sick. I mean, like the heavy flu, and I wasn't touched, and I was dancing around saying, you guys got to take better care of yourself. I came back, and my nose has been running like a open faucet. But today, yeah, I'm back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Don't fool around with your family safety. It's cold. It's getting down in the 30s. You turn on the heater on your, in your car, and that little chip turns into a large crack across your windshield. Now, Jeff's been doing this for over 20 years. He is truly an expert in repairing windshields. Takes it into a climate controlled area, and then whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Fixed a crack on my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. 8-inch crack. Still can't see it.
And he's also always so helpful. One day I called him in the late evening, and he just said, 6 o'clock, just bring it in, and just did it for me.
There you
he's
go.
He's always a good man.
He's a great guy, Jeff Wurst. So, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is the one of the three new city councilmen sitting there, and ran at this time where it was not a secret that the city's going to be facing $5 million deficit budget this year. Your thoughts on that?
Well, if you dive into the budget, there are separate buckets. REU has a separate bucket, but we are talking about is a general fund, which comes from the property tax and the sales tax.
Uh-huh.
And most of it, majority of it, goes to the public safety, police, and fire, which we absolutely need, and they do a good job with that.
Was it like 85% or
something
like that?
Right. Yeah. So whatever is left is what we are talking about, and that needs to go to, you know, park and recreation and other services and all that. So I know the city manager's office is really closely looking at it, see how do we do some cost saving, how do we tighten our belt, and how do we increase our revenue. But those are the things which can be done in a short term, and all the departments and managers are really looking into it. And I have been talking with them even before my election. Other city council members are also trying to figure out how to meet our ends and how to not run into a deficit. Having said that, my vision is this. We can try to do all these things. But in the long run, what we really need to do is increase our revenue, increase our economy, make our economy bigger. How do we do that? So if you see the history of Reading for almost 150 years or so, we have gone through the cycles of boom and bust. Initially, it was mining. Then it was, timber. And then it was a dam. Then it was a highway built. So we have gone through those cycles of boom and bust. But we haven't had, since the timber is gone, we do not have any more mining here, manufacturing is gone. What do we do now? So city itself is a center of, is a hub of economy for governance, including the county seat and the city seat, and federal offices, federal employees, healthcare, education, trade, the retail, and tourism. So those are the five hubs we have here inside the city. Which one of them can we make it bigger? Or can we bring a new industry here? That's what we need to ask the question. So I don't see manufacturing coming back here anytime soon. IT, it's going to be, it's possible, but not in a short run, because we need to create an infrastructure here first for that. What I really see is a healthcare and education can be our next economic boom. How? We have a really big deficit in healthcare here, shortage of doctors and all that. But also, we do not have any medical school north of Sacramento. So half the state doesn't have a medical school. Our nurses, when they want to be a nurse practitioner, where do they go? They go as far as Sonoma State or Washington or Oregon or somewhere else in the eastern part of the country. So if our children want to be x-ray techs or ultrasound techs, where do they go? They end up somewhere else, spend their money outside our area, and we may not come back. So we are hemorrhaging, we are bleeding the talent as well as the money. If we can build a healthcare school here, including a medical school to train doctors, 50 doctors a year, nurses, we have, you know, Simpson has a good nursing program, as Shasta has a nursing program, so that's good. But an advanced nurse practitioner program, a PA program, an ultrasound, x-ray tech, that means all the young people from outside will come here to train. They will spend their money here, including the tuition. And, you know, a medical school tuition is $250,000 per student. So you can bring so much money in our system. And then the secondary benefit of that is those people may stay here. And they will further improve our healthcare shortage.
Because there's a, they have that residency program over at Shasta Regional.
Right.
That's running, you know, if they go to, if they, you know, they come here, they like it here, they do the residency, right. The residency, and then specialist, they go to their specialty training, it could be that they've already got 7-8 years here.
Right.
That they may say, this is where I'm going to live.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they meet their partners here many times. So this is our next economic boom. If we can do that, the biggest benefit of a healthcare university or a medical school is actually economic boom.
Well, let me ask you a question, Paul. Because this is something that you've been behind for several years,
yes.
And you even worked down at UC Davis.
Yes, I do. Still
so,
do.
No, I'm sorry.
I still do.
You still do.
Yeah.
And what are the chances of something like that? I mean, this would you're talking about like an adjunct. I mean, training facility? Or
No.
You're talking about the full-blown...
Full-blown medical school. So you have to realize this. Most of the medical schools in the country are concentrated in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Boston area, or Chicago. California, for its size of population, is really, really, really short on training programs for doctors and healthcare. Because New York started much earlier than California did.
Sure.
So if you see... Entire Northern California, north of Sacramento, has not a single medical school. Now, other parts of the country, half cities, half our size, have medical schools. It can be done. And this is funny because everywhere I went during my campaign and I talked about it, let me tell you, this was something which everyone wants. And they all say, hey, is this possible? Yes, this is possible, provided we can come together and be absolutely determined in getting it there. And how do we do that? This is my suggestion, and I'm looking at that.
Now, I want you to hold that thought,
okay,
because I have to take a break. Sure. And this is really good, because I can't wait to hear this thing, yes, hear this too. We're going to take a quick break here. Hey, the Big Red Barn, at, you know, that lights up every year, has given over $350,000 over the years to the Salvation Army for people. And it's going to start again, but you know what? Dick and Fran need some candy canes, those 5-inch candy canes. Walmart had some in stock. They had, 600 dozen cherry candy canes and 2,000 dozen peppermint candy canes. They're the 5-inch canes. And if you could, why don't you go down and buy a few boxes, because they like to hand out a candy cane to everybody that comes through. And they get thousands that come through, of course, to see the Big Red Barn. And like I said, they've raised over $350,000 over the years to give to the Salvation Army, and they're going strong again this year. So go down and get your candy canes, drop them off at the Salvation Army, or you can even stop by the Red Barn at 3187 Barrel Court and give them to Dick or Fran. So it's a good thing to do, and it helps our community, and it'll make you feel good. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Paul Danuka.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back. Organ transplants.
Okay.
Hey, we're talking medical stuff here today. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 7:35 in the morning here on the 11th, about, 42 degrees out there. A little chilly this morning. 8:15 this morning, I'm giving away the Toys for Tot prize at 8:15. I've got the names already. 4 tickets to Turtle Bay, $50 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, 2 free half-hour piano or guitar lessons, courtesy of Mr. David Wiley, and to one of our lucky winners here. So, but I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, one of our three new city council people, and we were talking about bringing a medical college here. Medical school, and so he and when we left, you were getting ready to tell us how that's going to happen.
Right.
Okay. I'm all ears.
So first of all, question I ask the people: what's the need? Is it needed? Is it beneficial to us? So clearly there is a need. There's nothing north of Sacramento.
Right.
I'll give an example. My daughter, she wanted to be a doctor. She scored almost perfect on medical entrance, MCAT.
Not a surprise.
And she couldn't get a school in California. She had to go to New York.
She couldn't get in?
Yes, because there's such a shortage in California for medical schools. And she's not the only one.
No, I understand that.
The second one is in UC Davis, but the first one couldn't.
Yeah.
Just because, it depends on so many factors combination, despite having a perfect, almost perfect MCAT score.
Well, you weren't willing to pay him $250,000 just to get him into school. And with fake water polo pictures.
But then she ends up going to New York, and then the $250,000 tuition goes to New York now.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So
now she ends up getting a residency there. She's going to be an OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully she wants to come back. But that means so much of money has left our area and gone there.
Right.
So clearly there's a need. Clearly there's a benefit. The question is, how do we get it? So let me just say this. Many times we aim low. We don't think that we can do it. And that's a fear we have. We need to get out of that fear. We can absolutely do it. We can absolutely aim high. How do we do this? We need to bring the people together. If we have the city and county, and not just Shasta County, but the entire north region, all the 11 counties around us, including the Butte Glen and everyone, I see this as a regional consortium.
Uh-huh.
If we come together and we are determined and we put a team together and we put some down payment towards it, state and feds will support the program. And that's my plan.
It would be a regional medical school.
Exactly. So if we have the down payment from that, which right now county has some money for that, you know, whether it's coming from the opiate settlement, some money from state opiate settlement is the money can be used towards the mental health and drug rehabs and all those kind of things, and training the people, thus training the mental health specialists. Then the state also has Proposition 1 funding, which has a similar role. But then that is a state funding. We have some funding from county, we have some funding from state, and if we have the county funding and the city funding, the city not so much, but the county mostly, because remember, there's a $300 to $400 million or so come annually to our county through health and human services. So approximately $400 million every year. Some of that should go towards the training programs.
They don't, but that's one of those others that doesn't have a lot of general fund.
That's what we need to look into that.
Okay.
So, but there'll be enough people who will always say no, right?
Yes.
Even during my election, people said, hey, you can't do it, you can't win, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. But as Nelson Mandela said, how do we exceed our own expectations? Right. So if we come together, we put a down payment.
Yeah.
State will give us some money. We will get the money from them. And then, not only that now, here's the best part. If we can prove this concept of a rural pilot project or a demonstration project, rural medical school in California, mm-hmm. and I think we should have one here, and then later on they should have one in Central Valley, and they should have one in every state. Feds will give the money too, and we can bring that money.
Because that's one of the big things that they're starting to pay attention to is rural health care.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it's so one of the reasons our suicide rate is one of the highest in California is a lack of medical resources in our rural areas.
Yeah. And if you see, the jail is overburdened by the people. Some of them do not have to be there. They can be in a medical facility with a mental health and drug rehab. So there's a huge benefit of that. Only question is, are we willing to see that? Are we willing to work together? So when I'm talking with the county already, I'm already working on this call.
Well, let me ask a question, Paul. Now, to have something like this means at the University of UC. Yeah, one of the UCs has to say, yes, we're going to do that.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
In fact, I work at UC Davis. I'm a faculty there. I teach the fellows and GI doctors there.
Mm-hmm.
They can be very slow. I have no patience.
Okay.
I do not have the time to waste on that. If they come along, great. Perfectly. We are happy to partner. We will like to. We'll reach out to everyone. We'll like to partner with everyone. However, if they're willing to help us, great. Thank you. If they're unwilling to help us, no problem. We'll do it. If they oppose it, we will still do it. So we are going to do it on our own. We'll work with our local people first. Simpson University, Shasta College, both the hospitals, county, city. Then we approach our state and federal representatives, and if we can build this and present this as a pilot or demonstration project, that'll be awesome. And that I'm already working with the county with this, and county supervisors are also coming around. I'm talking with them, and they are also very, very happy to see something like this happening in our area.
There are going to be naysayers on this.
There always are.
But you have to. You can't take your eye off the target of having a medical school, even if it starts out a little bit smaller.
Yes.
And then you build like Lego blocks, blocks.
Yes.
But the idea that can a city do this? Can we say, okay, we have funding, Dr. Paul DeNuca, with your group of people, can you build a medical school? You know, of course, it has to meet all of these federal, I imagine, federal and state standards.
Yes, there are standards for that.
And that's why they usually have the universities are in charge of this, because they're used to doing it their own way.
We have a four-year university here. First, we will say, hey, if Simpson can do it, great. Yeah. Anyone who's willing. If no one is willing, we'll do it on our own. It takes time. I'm not saying it's going to happen over 1 year. This usually takes 5 to 10 years. But my hope is, and I think there's a strong chance, this enough appetite in the federal government also to fix the problem of rural health care at the state level, that we can expedite that. And I'm hoping it can be done in under 5 years.
You know, one of the things that happens, from the way I understand it, and you know more about it than I do, is if somebody who has, they've taken out loans. You know, doctors come out of there owing $250,000.
Oh, yeah. They spend $250,000 on tuition.
But they also, if they work in rural areas and underserved areas,
right.
I don't know if it's all forgiven, but if they're there for 4 or 5 years, I think most of that tuition that they've that they've gotten in hock for is taken care of.
Absolutely.
So
but if those students,
if they went to school here and then practiced here in the North State, then they wouldn't, you know, after 5 years, and I don't know if it's 5 years or what, but then they don't have that on their back.
That's federal government has this loan forgiveness program.
Right.
So if they train here as students, they're much more likely to stay here. And then they can receive the loan forgiveness program. So that's the beauty of it. unlike the other liberal art university, a lot of people want to go to healthcare because there is a almost guaranteed job somewhere. If
A
nurse.
Sure.
If you are a, we have such a shortage of x-ray techs, ultrasound techs, therapists. You name it, we are short on it. There's such a guaranteed job that people are willing to pay tuitions. And also, federal government has a lot of programs for those loans and loan forgiveness later. So this is going to be huge economic benefit. This is going to be our next economic boom.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, who has laid out a new industry.
Yes.
For Reading and the North State.
And
it's not just Reading. It's
for the North State.
Shasta County, and it's for the entire North State, and that's a medical school.
And it's
located here someplace.
And it's going to be cheaper than building a new jail or a courthouse.
Or a...
Building new building we built.
Yeah,
see,
right.
For the core?
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
So it's going to be cheaper than building any of those things.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Like I said, we're making an announcement today, but we still need more toys in our Toys for Tots box, guys and girls. If you'd like to come down here with some unwrapped toys, and now it's out of the goodness of your heart because we're going to draw today for the winner of the people who've come in already. But we're going to fill this box up before the next week is over and be able to give this back out to Toys for Tots. And so kids will be able to get a nice Christmas because all these toys stay right here in Reading. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and we'll be right back.
One way or another, I'm going to find it. I'm going to get you. One way or another, I'm going to win. I'll get you one way or another. I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet you one day. Maybe next week I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya. And yeah, the light.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Lindebach. The 11th of December, 7:50 in the morning. Gosh, it says 35 degrees out there. I don't know if it's that cold. It may be someplace around here. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, one of the three new city council members we've elected and just have taken our oath last week. And we're talking about his vision of growing Reading with a medical university here. It's not going to be easy, but it's possible. And I guess the model for that is aim high, Reading, because it is possible to do something like this. And it just takes a buy-in from our community. Probably more ways than once. Being able to have the where it would be, the facilities and all of this, and of course the funding. Speaking of funding, The city of Reading is going to have a deficit of several million dollars this year because of the tax income has dropped, a variety of reasons. And that doesn't count the other things we have to fix that we should be fixing. Our general fund, a lot of the money comes in is already accounted for. General fund, 85% of that goes to first responders, which is understandable. What we need to do, and this is what you're talking about, is expanding our tax base, bringing in more people, more money, which then grows everything, more homes, more businesses, everything. incoming President Trump has appointed two men to look at the government to make sure it's running efficiently. And you know what, Lord knows that we've probably needed that for 50 years to have somebody come in. Are we doing this correctly? Do we need to do that with our government? Do we need to have an efficiency expert come in and say, you combine these two offices, you can save four people, they're doing the same thing kind of anyway. Do we need something like that?
So, of course, I'm a businessman, right? I do that in my business all the time.
We look for
efficiency, not to cut the people, but to increase efficiency. And there's a role for that. I know city manager and department heads are always looking at that. And in our current city council, I know also that my colleagues on the council are really keen on working on that aspect. I have talked with Mark Littow, and he's very interested in seeing how do we make it more efficient. And this is all good. But I'll come back to my focus. My focus is going to be on wealth creation.
Okay.
So how do you make the pie bigger? How do you make the, rather than trying to say, okay, how do we cut the slices smaller? I'm trying to focus on how do we make the pie bigger? And that is what I want to really do.
Okay, and I realize the medical school.
It's wealth creation.
What about in the short run?
In the short run, there are two things which I really want to focus on. One is building a mental health and medical drug detox hospital. Now, this brings me back. In 1988, we used to have something called Shasta General Hospital on Breslauer Way. That was a hospital run by the county for 137 years. It closed in 1988 because the funding dried up. And there are studies in medical journals which have clearly shown that our health outcomes became much worse after that compared to what they were before or compared to the other communities of similar size and character. I want to bring something like that back for mental health and drug detox. And that was another campaign thing which I really talked about, and it resonated everywhere because we clearly need it. We need it for fentanyl overdose, suicide risks, homelessness,
the jail
burdening. Yeah. So that is something which is shortening. I'm already working on that. City doesn't have a lot of funding for that directly because most of that funding, most of that comes to the county through the Health and Human Services Department. So what I'm looking at is how do we build a 30 beds, give or take, 20, 30, 40 beds facility for mental health crisis and drug detox, which can treat the worst of the cases. And that's what I'm working on right now with the county as well as the hospitals. There is some funding for that from the county from opiate settlement as well as the state has again Proposition 1 funding. If we can build this thing, then that can also serve as a training ground for more therapists, for more psychiatrists, for more social workers, so all kind of things. So that will be kind of a seed for us to start with. And the larger goal will be to bring a medical school around that later on.
Well, we need a mental health facility
right.
For sure.
So this is a short term.
We need an inpatient place.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And under that new law or rule that Newsom passed, is that if people, they can be put into this against their will, if I understand right.
Right. So this is called, the license is called Chemical Dependency Recovery Hospital. If we have that, but you can't just take the people off the street and put them in jail and say, well, we cannot treat you, we'll put them in jail.
Right.
We want to put them in a right treatment facility where they can get psychiatrists, psychotherapists, social workers, and not just that, but all kind of support. Now, I know they're running short on time soon.
You've got like 3 minutes.
So I want to bring one more point to that. This third focus, which I really am going to look into, is we need to look into passing an ordinance for public safety that the places which are visited by children or families, there should be some safe zone around it, that you can't camp in that distance.
Oh, so you can't camp in the parks.
And whatever is visited by children or families,
sure.
Which is a safety issue. And, I have to look into that, the regulations and the rules and the laws. So you're not allowed to camp in that certain radius. But, again, if you're going to force people to get off those camps, we also have to provide them alternate option. And that's why I come to this thing that we need the treatment facility. We need more housing. So
okay.
That's something which I would like to do in short term too.
All right. Wow. You've got a pretty a pretty ambitious schedule here.
One more thing I can mention.
Okay. You've got one and a half minutes.
That goes to your DOGE thing. How do we reduce the cost of doing business in our community? And we need to look into that also. But I'm going to need some help. I want to tell the people very clearly, your audience very clearly, I can't do this alone. This has to be... all of us have to come together. So what I invite is, number one, if anyone of your audience or anybody has a specific interest in working on any of these projects, please contact me. I need your help so that you can run with it. The second thing is I would like to have maybe every month or every other month a public meeting where people can give me their ideas, tell me what to do, because, I want to get the best of the ideas. So they can tell me what to do, how to do it. And I'm looking for an opportunity where almost like a town hall you have that
yeah.
You can do that.
Well, like I said, you've got a very ambitious schedule here for the next 4 years. But it is going to take community buy-in, kind of like the Riverfront Plan. Everybody had ideas. And one of them was keeping the rodeo right where it was, which you were a big supporter of on that, too. But it will take us. But I appreciate you coming in here today, Dr. Paul Danuka.
Thank you for giving me the time on your
Mike Littell is coming in tomorrow.
All right.
And so I'm going to hear from him, and then we'll get Aaron in, and then we'll get Corky in.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Colin.
Well, thank you for, one, taking the time from a very busy schedule to do, as you call it, your civic duty.
This is my home, too.
There you go.
This is going to be future of my kids, too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we come back, we've got Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce, and who's been in here kind of listening about what's going on, what the good doctor's been saying. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Whether it was a terrorist attack or not, and there seems to be some difference of opinion on that, all agree it was horrific and it was deadly. It happened early this morning in New Orleans' famed and crowded French Quarter.
Law enforcement officials tell the Associated Press a suspect who plowed a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers and then opened fire on police is dead.
He fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
We know we have 10 people that this man killed on Bourbon Street.
Kirkpatrick says there were at least 30 people injured and two officers were wounded in an exchange of gunfire.
This perpetrator who went around our barricades in order to conduct this, he was bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
I'm Jennifer King.
The new year brings no end to wars and rumors of wars.
You've got a world that is very much in turmoil.
That's military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He points to three international challenges awaiting President-elect Trump: China's military buildup and its expansion in the Western Pacific, the Russia-Ukraine war, and an embattled Israel confronting Iranian-backed groups in Gaza, Lebanon, and Yemen.
Hopefully, Mr. Trump will come into office and bring more peace than more hostility is what most of us want. But we must be prepared for the worst.
Colonel McGinnis sharing his views with Salem Radio. George Williams reporting.
To quote President-elect Trump offering his predictions for 2025, "We're going to do fantastically well as a country." Mr. Trump speaking to reporters last evening at a glittering gathering at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. He says this will be a great year for the U.S. Townhall.com.
Arbitraries by PlanView Contracts, Sanitaries by PlanView Contracts, and Exclusions at EnduranceWarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
Poland assumes the European Union presidency for the next 6 months, and security is at the top of its agenda.
Poland inherits the EU presidency with its voice louder, more listened to in the bloc than ever, and its strong support for Ukraine will remain a top priority. The government here will continue to push Moscow to end its full-scale invasion, whilst pushing the EU to maximise military and financial aid to Kyiv, as Donald Trump is expected to cut support from America. Poland also wants to increase the economic pressure on Russia by adding new sanctions and trying to stop it sidestepping those already in place.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Ukraine has halted Russian gas supplies to European customers through Ukraine's pipeline network. The move comes almost 3 years into Moscow's invasion of its southern neighbor. A pre-war transit deal expired at the end of 2024. News and analysis at townhall.com. Get set to dig deeper if you plan on visiting this island.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals of what's known as congestion pricing are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
This new year brings an increase in the minimum wage in 21 states. In the state of Washington, the wage will go up $16.66 an hour. California's minimum increases to $16.50. There will be two minimum wage hikes during the course of the year in Michigan, starting with an increase to $10.56 an hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 11th of December, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm, or is it... Yeah, Christina's still here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
You know what? When you talk, I think of you probably don't know about Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Of course you
do. Do you? And the spy Natasha. You kind of sound like Natasha. Did you know that?
Yes. But I didn't know that morning. I sound like that.
Good morning.
It's horrible.
Oh, no, it's not horrible. It's cool. Come on. Hey, it's National Stretching Day and National App Day. So there's an app you can get to show you how to stretch, I'm sure.
For sure.
Also,
there's International Days.
Okay.
And unfortunately, nothing really important will put our attention. So let's just stretch and enjoy our apps.
Okay, stretch and enjoy our apps there. Okay. Hey, the weather is changing. Here. We've had really nice weather, and now the showers are starting. We're looking at showers tonight with a chance of showers after 9 p.m. at 100%, and the temperature, the lows around 40. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, slight chance of showers, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, showers. And then, again, Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday being just a slight chance of showers, so mostly sunny. So it's going to start clearing up there. The highs are going to be in the mid-50s, low 50s, and the lows at night are going to be in the high 30s, low 40s. So just be prepared. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years, and they're in their third generation that are running that company, the Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has other payment plans, too, and they do treat their customers as friends. I think the world of the Kenny family. They're honorable people that give great service for your dollar. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Todd Jones. And I guess we should start, you know, like drum rolls or something. President, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Good to see you. Good morning.
Even though he looks like he's 12.
Come on.
No, you know,
I'm the old gray hair in the beard here. And if I didn't have blonde hair, I have gray hair in my hair as well.
Is that right?
It's not as Anderson Cooper as you. But
no, I call it Arctic blonde.
Oh, that's good. That's it. At least you have a full blonde head of hair, though, Carl.
You know, there are times. Well, good. I'm glad. And you'll know, you just got to know is that, you know, the hair as it turns gray. It'd be great if it could just go like, go from black to gray, but it doesn't.
Salt and pepper.
It's salt and pepper for a long time. And some of myself photos of me from many years ago when I was a young officer that, and she's looking at it, a friend of ours said, I've never seen you with dark hair. And I went, well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't born
with gray hair.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't like that. So, okay. Now, yesterday, the Board of Supervisors, in their infinite wisdom, after going out for looking for a tourist.
Tourism marketing vendor.
And went through all the RFPs and all this. Was leaning in your direction. And then yesterday made the announcement that they couldn't afford it.
I think the takeaway from this majority was that they didn't want to do it. I think I didn't get a lot of sense of the affordability from the majority.
Really?
Supervisor Garmin and Supervisor Ricker mentioned it would take a while for an ROI.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority, you know, they just said, hey, we didn't like how the results turned out. We were scored the highest. Supervisor Kelstrom and Supervisor Garmin won that scoring committee.
Uh-huh.
We scored the highest far and away. There was 18 people that responded. Seven were not. They didn't finish their application, and so there was 11 that they scored, and we scored the highest, and they didn't like that, I don't think. Well, they said that yesterday, and they rejected the RFP because at one time they said, well, let's wait a few months and see what happens, but that would make us still the awardee because we received a notice of intent to award the contract to us at the chamber back in October.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on how the RFP was written, we were to be awarded the contract, and they didn't like that, so they rejected the entire RFP, which is, you know, quite interesting just because it was their idea. They'd worked on this for a few months. They put the RFP together. We responded. It was quite a bit of work, but, you know, happy to do it. We already do the work, so we're familiar with how to do this. And then they rejected the RFP. So here we are. Not terribly surprised, to be honest with you, but, you know, definitely unfortunate circumstances yesterday.
Now there's still a tourism board for the city of Reading.
There is, correct. Yep. So we
and
still
do
have,
they have tourism boards in other areas in Shasta County.
There's a lot of there's a big ecosystem in tourism, and I can get really in the weeds very quickly. But if you look at just Shasta County, we have we actually have three entities that are doing tourism marketing already. So at the Chamber, we host Visit Reading. We've talked about this before on the show. We host Visit Reading. That's a contract. So we're a fee-for-service contract provider for the city of Reading. In some cities, they do work with corporations that do this professionally. They're destination marketing organizations. So we do that for the city of Reading. We also have Choose Reading, which is a group that is the Tourism Business Improvement District, which is all properties in the city of Reading, and that's run by Lori Baker. And that's Choose Reading, so that's a T-bid. So they get 2% of all the occupancy tax of the 12. They get 2, which is a special tax. That all goes back to the T-bid, which is Choose Reading. 10% goes to the city of Reading, and we get a percentage of that. We don't get a percentage. We get a flat fee contract per year. We get $1 million a year from the city of Reading. And then we also have the Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, which is a regional destination marketing organization that has, and I should know this, but it's, I think it's about 9 counties that they work with to do kind of regional tourism. And that's also run by Lori Baker. So Lori, previously had Shasta Cascade Wonderland, the RTNG T-bid, Reading Tourism Marketing Group, and for many years she had Visit Reading. And then that was split up 3 years ago, and we started Visit Reading 3 years ago at the Chamber. So, again, I know that was a lot of information. But
so we've got three different tourism groups here. And
correct.
Lori Baker's got 2 of them.
Correct.
And one of them is a Choose Reading. Was that it? And what's the difference between what she's doing and what you're doing and what Cascade Wonderlands is doing?
So Lori has Shasta Cascade Wonderland, and so Shasta Cascade is the easiest one to differentiate. That's a 9 county.
She's a regional.
Regional. So she works with Humboldt County. She doesn't work with Humboldt. She works with Siskiyou County, Butte County, Trinity County, Tehama County, a few other counties. And I don't know all of them. It might be 7, so I apologize for the mistake on how many counties. But it's regional. Choose Reading is a T-bid. So many years ago, and I don't know the full history, Ed Ruhlman actually would be.
What's a T-bid?
Tourism-based improvement district. I think it's actually a TM-bid. It's Tourism Marketing Based Improvement District. That was really started by the hoteliers primarily many years ago to say, hey, we want to spend more money marketing our area. We're going to come together, and we're going to assess ourselves. And it's like a special district, like a water district, where they said, hey, we're going to assess ourselves. We're going to say we're going to give an additional 2%, and all that money is going to go to our marketing. And I think and Ed Woolman would be the best one to really come on and talk about this, but I think what happened was there's probably some budgetary issues at the city. The city wasn't spending that much money on marketing for a season because the budget was tight, and they said, hey, we're going to assess ourselves to do this marketing. And so they started the T-Bid, which, again, when they started it, was really the same thing. It was Visit Reading, but it was getting funded by the T-Bid, and it was getting funded by the city of Reading. And then when that split, now we have two. So the big difference, back to your original question, sorry, Carl, I'm getting really nerdy today, was, you know, the T-Bid really focuses on, they work with the hoteliers. Their board is the hoteliers of Reading. And there's a formula to how they get selected, and they are focusing on groups, conferences, events, sports. They're trying to get more people into hotels. We're really more like a marketing and branding entity for the city of Reading and for this community. We also want more heads and beds, as we all say. We want to increase the transient
opportunity. You could say butts and beds.
Yeah. You could say butts and seats, heads and beds. We want to, you know, we also want to see TOT grow, which has grown not exponentially, but a lot in the last 3 years. But we also have a bigger mission of, like, talking about events, promoting our area, marketing, making Reading look good.
So she's concentrating it from the hotel side.
Conferences, groups.
You're all looking at the overall, getting the word out about how good Shasta County and Reading is.
Correct.
And then Wonderland is talking about the
region. And we spend, and what Shasta Cascade Wonderland is a relatively small budget. Well, you know, we spend over a quarter of the budget we get from the city of Reading on outside ad spend. So a lot of times it's funny, I hear, well, who's marketing in L.A. and San Francisco? Well, we are. You know, we spend over $250,000 per year on marketing to L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, San Jose, Sacramento, Reno. And we can see who is coming. So we know, hey, we're marketing. We got a lot of people from San Jose coming up. Let's continue to market in this area. So we're spending a lot of money outside and trying to highlight all the things that we have to offer here.
Okay. Got it. You know, and it wasn't clear. And I hope everybody gets it, because I'm going to try, and even though we're over right now, I'm going to try and get this quick. The Reading's, what's yours called?
Visit Reading.
Visit Reading is focusing on Reading and bringing in groups like that. Shasta Wonderland is concentrating
regional
on the region here of 7-8 counties. And then the
T-Bid.
T-Bid is the hotel specific.
Correct.
All marketing.
We're all marketing, and I work closely and
probably
well
I
with
can
Lori.
Understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. We need to take a break. This portion, I need to take a break. My eyes roll bad. Is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, my friends. Local board of directors. There's 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. That's their newest branch. They've been around about 18 years. And they've won national awards for being one of the best small banks nationally. Our own little Cornerstone Community Bank. They can do it all down there, like the engine that could. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy down there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of the branches. It's kind of like Cheers. They kind of like, they know your name. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. 8:21 in the morning, about 36 degrees out there. Boo. Kind of having to break the ice on the water bucket.
It's cold out there.
It's a little chilly out there. And we're going to, I'm here with Todd Jones from the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to draw the winner for our KCNR Toys for Tots. Dun, 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 dun. And he just pulled it out. And the winner is
Bonnie Richards.
Bonnie Richards, you've won four tickets to Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights, $50 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, and two free half-hour piano or guitar lessons, courtesy of Mr. David Wiley. And if you don't want to do that, we're going to let you hand that down to a member of your family for that half-hour lesson on piano or guitar. So you've won, Bonnie, and all you have to do is come on in and pick all this stuff up. And you know where we're at because you brought toys down to help our kids right here in Reading. I'm here with Todd Jones, as I said, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. And let's just finish up my last question sure. on this. It appears that all three of these tourism groups kind of do the same thing.
Yeah. You know, there are some people that believe that more is better than less, even if it can be duplicative. You know, this situation predates me, how this all came to be.
It's been like that since I've been.
You know, and 3 years ago when this came out, a lot of us could kind of see, hey, this is probably not going to stay with the Reading Tourism Marketing Group. The city of Reading wants to go a different direction. So the chamber applied for it. They won that contract 3 years ago in spring of 2021. Mm-hmm. That started July 1st of 2021. And, you know, if you look at other communities, it doesn't really work this way. There's a T-bid for the whole county of Siskiyou. There's a T-bid for the whole county of Butte. And so there's one entity that's bringing all the funding in to do this work. We try our best. We work together well with Shasta Cascade Wonderland and Choose Reading. And we do work together on projects, and we try to kind of stay in our lanes as much as we can. There's going to be some duplication that happens, but for the most part, I think we've done a pretty good job, especially over the last couple of years, of trying to kind of figure out, hey, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this. We're focusing on leisure primarily is what we're focusing on at Visit Reading. And again, Choose Reading is focusing on this groups, conferences, getting people here to take up a lot of room nights. Now, we want that as well, but we're really focused on leisure, fishing, kayaking. And again, coming back to the supervisor's comments and some of the things that they say, you know, we are not at Visit Reading showing a lot of love to Lakehead, because that is not our job. We want people that Lakehead's just an example, but we want people to go enjoy the lakes, go to Burney Falls, even go to Trinity County or Mount Shasta. But we ultimately want people to stay in Reading. So enjoy all those amenities, but our job is to drive people to stay in Reading and shop in Reading. And it's not just TOT, it's also sales tax, and we can track sales tax from visitors as well. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to spend their money in the city limits, because that's who is paying us, and that is what our goal is at Visit Reading, on top of, you know, just this general overall marketing. And I think Danny Orloff, who's actually going to be with you in January, because I won't be here, you know, he is a creative guy, and he makes these great things that you see on Instagram. If you don't follow Visit Reading on Instagram or Facebook, you should do it now, because I think we do the best job in the area of marketing our region.
Well, there is so much to do here. When my kids came up from New Mexico, my son never misses a chance to poke me about California. Why are you living here? You know, I mean, all the reasons everybody sees. After he was up here this last time, he's been up before, came in, saw the City of Shasta Lakes Veterans Day Parade, went to the Marine Corps Ball. It's November 10th, Todd. For
Got
next
it.
Year
Got
for
it.
You, buddy.
Go Ducks. I was at the Ducks game. Go Ducks.
Yeah, I know. But he said, you know, I realized why you two live here. He says, the people are just fantastic, and it's just beautiful up here. And I said, yeah, you're right. And the people are really cool. And it is a beautiful area up here, and it's a good place. It's a great place to live.
Yeah.
We host it. I don't know how, though, we can pour that into people's ears.
Well, that's what we do. We're spending the money doing outside marketing, and you know, we hosted travel writers last week, and it's funny, you see stuff in LA Times and Forbes and online. You know, we are hosting these travel writers. It is pay to play. You bring them here, you show them all the great amenities, and they write articles, and that's how this stuff shows up. It is typically not organic. It's paid media. But they came up here, some of them from Southern California, and you know, I said, hey, we're the Texas of California. They didn't exactly all love that reference, but then they kind of understood what I was saying. So
yeah.
We're the Texas of California. We do things a little different up here, and we're proud of that.
Yeah, when you go to a big event, especially rodeo events, and you get 600 rodeo associations from all over the United States coming in. Excuse me. I guess you haven't got over this yet. And they know you're from California, and California's done these things like try to, you know, get rid of rodeos in L.A., which failed miserably, and all these other things they do. You know, they kind of look at us with pity in their eyes.
Right.
We said, whoa, wait a minute, guys. When you up here in Northern California, it's different.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're starting to realize that, because the Reading Rodeo, first of all, has just a superb, superb reputation in the PRCA world. From the president on down.
And we got other good rodeos in California, so we still have great rodeos.
Salinas, Red Bluff.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of good rodeos here. Just because some weird people down in L.A., which is kind of like, when you say weird people in L.A., it's kind of repetitive. But anyway, okay, I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we've talked about tourism and how important that is to just, you know, we have a very small percentage of the tourism that comes into California, which is in the billions.
Sure.
We have like a 1 or 2% or something.
I don't know. It's a pretty small percentage.
It is.
And yeah, go ahead.
And we need to, if we could just bump that up 3% to 5%, that would literally be tens of millions of dollars coming in here.
It's a lot of money. And I think that, you know, the big challenge that we have, and we just worked with Visit California for the past 2 years on kind of regional tourism planning. And one of the big challenges is, you know, you look at this overall spending in California for tourism, and we are never going to have that same level that some of these other areas of California have. Because,
I mean, Lego, you know, Disneyland.
Yeah, we don't have people spending. I mean, I went to Disneyland this year, and it's like $300 a person per day.
Well, why wouldn't you stay here and go out on mule rides for $300 a day? Or for $100 a day.
Well, see, still that, $100 a day, it's a lot different than Disneyland. You know, you're spending $1,000 per person probably.
No, that's what I mean.
Stuff. So yeah. You have that whole different, in the Bay Area and all these other things.
I have friends that's what they do. I mean, This is a big thing. They go down to Disneyland, and, I mean, we had one group that flew their whole family to the other, to the Florida Disney Worlds and did all of that with the rooms in it. And we're talking...
It's a lot
tens
of money.
It's of a thousands lot of, money. Of dollars.
And you look at why we love living here and why people love visiting here, it's stuff that doesn't really always cost a lot of money, right? Yeah. Like, you could get a guide to go fishing, and that's a great economic driver for our area. We love our guides. But you can also come up here if you already have all your stuff, spend the night in your Sprinter van, that's $250,000, and then you can fish for 5 days by yourself. You're going to have an economic impact, but it's not going to be the same as if you're spending, you know, $300 a day at
Disneyland. Just to get in.
Yeah, so, you know, they come up here, they go to the Fall River Valley, they're spending money, they're hiking, they're backpacking, they're fishing, they're boating. You know, they still have an economic impact that we all appreciate, but it's going to be a different level because we don't have the infrastructure.
We have to have, and we got to take a break, but... We need something like the rodeo, Reading Rodeo, Cool April Nights. We need four more of these. Like, Big Bike Weekend has always been smaller because that's the way the city wanted it. They didn't like the idea of a couple $100,000.
Sturgis of Reading.
Yeah, I mean, this could be the West Coast Sturgis. It could be. But people don't really want 200,000 or 100,000 people coming in here for a week or four days. Even though that they would take over all the hotels, be traveling everywhere, they're all eating because they're not obviously in a camper. Most of them aren't. And to have something like that would be another one. But we need maybe six events a year that would bring people in. Like Cool April Nights and the Rodeo.
Yeah. I mean, and I think we do need some bigger ones. I think we need some smaller ones. We need some singles and doubles, too, and even some triples, like the Reading Civic Auditorium. Some of the stuff they're doing on the lawn, you know, that has 3,000, 3,500 people.
Yeah.
And those people, a lot of them might be kind of local-ish, but a lot of those people are coming from out of the area. So,
that's right.
You know, those bigger concerts and things like that, I think they're also helping us.
Something like the Country Blues Weekend.
Yeah.
And we have it at different venues around here, everywhere from the Civic to the Rodeo Grounds, to the
Cascade,
the Big League Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, the
things like
spot.
Tiger Field. You could have all those.
They're going to have a big scoreboard or screen up there next summer, aren't they?
They sure are. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. What can I say except I've had my hair cut there for 17 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated. It was founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. It's a great place to get a haircut. Just really two cool young barbers there, Logan and Tim. And I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. And Like I said, you know, you don't get into political debates. You don't get anything down there. You just get a good haircut. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And Bonnie Richards, congratulations for winning the Toys for Tots, for coming in here and bringing in some cool toys. And now you get the four tickets to the Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights, $50 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, and guitar lessons or piano lessons. We'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you by my side.
landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio.
Pretty cool, Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire, but we tried to.
You know, I was on last week with Blake Fisher for 2 hours a week ago Monday, and Christina played some great songs while we were on. It was
you
fun.
Were on last week?
Yeah, last Monday, but we only talked about like Christmas stuff. We had Enjoy
oh, yeah,
on
had all that stuff going
2030
on.
Club.
That was a secret.
It was a great episode.
Yeah, Blake came in for us for Monday and Tuesday because we were setting up down there, and then we took it the rest of the week down at the Las Vegas at the National Finals. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time. And then be seen instead of just sitting down there for 4 or 5 hours. Get a time using Get Care Now is quick and easy. Go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center website and click the Get Care Now tab. And that should help keep you a little more comfortable before you have to go down there. Of course, if it's a real emergency and on that, of course you go down there. But if it's you just need to be seen over something over the weekend or at night, use that. I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of Shasta. Of Reading, no, not Shasta Regional Medical Center.
No.
CEO of Reading
Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much on that one. Okay. The city is facing a $5 million deficit in the budget.
Yeah.
We all know that 85% of the budget of the general fund goes to first responders.
Yep.
The amount of money coming into Reading has lessened. Property taxes, you know, I don't know, maybe even TOT, but you said TOT is rising.
Yeah, it's actually interesting, and I don't know all these numbers, but sales tax was a little soft this last year. I don't know the numbers. Lower than projected, but still relatively high.
Mm-hmm.
Property tax was actually higher than projected, and TOT was slightly lower than projected, but since the chamber has taken on Visit Reading, we've had the three highest years ever for change in occupancy tax. The 10 years prior to us, the average income revenue for the transient occupancy tax, TOT, I'm just going to say TOT from now on, was about $4.6 million. Since we've taken it over in 2021, the average has been $7.2 million. So we've had a huge increase in TOT in the last 3 years.
How come?
Well, I mean, I can't take all the credit, but we've done a great job marketing.
Why do you think that is?
I think, you know, COVID was a big part of it. There was a lot of pent-up demand. People wanted to travel.
Sure.
We were open and a great place to visit. And, again, you know, we're spending over $250,000 a year on advertising outside of our community every year, and so people are seeing it. And then we see, we actually have a new tool where we can see if someone went to our website on their mobile device and then came to our market within a year's time span. So we just did we got our first report from people that saw an ad sometime in October, and they've come to our market from San Francisco, Seattle, Reno. And we get a lot, we're a drive market primarily, so we get a lot of people from like Medford, Reno, Eureka. They come to Chico. They come to our area.
Well, I'm seeing
we're seeing revenues that are actually pretty good, with the exception of sales tax has been a bit soft. But I think the big challenge is, like, all of us are facing, inflation is really crushing.
No, it's killing
us. The expenses are outgrowing the level of increase for income, and the expenses, I think, are really hurting everybody, not just Reading, but everybody.
It's been hurting the whole country.
Hurting everybody.
Which one political party just didn't realize.
You think about how much it costs to pave a road. It was X amount per square foot. Now it's like, probably 10 times, not 10 times, but it's a lot more
probably
money.
Maybe double.
Yeah.
But, when somebody says, the incoming president is going to destroy his economy, and I'm looking at the economy of this country, maybe if you're in the stock market, but if you're out just buying eggs, excuse me.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. Now it's his chance to put up or shut up. I doubt if he'll ever shut up. But time to put up. But that affects people. The fact I have been reading things where a lot of young professionals are moving out of the urban areas, coming to areas like ours.
Right.
Less crime. Schools are decent. A good place to raise their kids, and they're dropping out of the urban world, but they don't want to go totally into a farm. So places like Reading is a perfect place for them.
Yeah, Reading's a great place. I mean, the absorption rate, the amount of people buying homes still, especially with like D.R. Horton, is still really high. So we still have people moving here, and I think that's one of the great things going back to Visit Reading again, that it's through the chamber now, is we kind of have it as like a double-edged, it's like a two-pronged thing. So we want the tourists here, but we also want talent attraction. We want people to move here. I've had a lot of conversations in the past couple months with Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dignity Health, Shasta Community Health about, you guys need doctors, and I listened to the second half of Dr. Danuka's time here on the show, but, I'm not going to build a medical school myself. That's not what we're going to do, but we can market the area. So, hey, you got a doctor coming into town? Show all the videos we have with Visit Reading. Show them all the great places we have to live and eat and visit and things to do, and use the things that we're already making from Visit Reading and use that to help encourage people to move here. And, I think if we can even get a strong relationship with them, we can help even more to say, we have all these great assets from a creative standpoint. Let us show you and let us share that with the people that you're recruiting.
Okay, when we come back from our break, I want to talk about the businesses coming in. Stillwater is still moving forward, I imagine.
Yep.
And but what you're seeing as far as is one of the things, if we, manufacturing may not, a big manufacturing plant.
Doesn't make a lot of sense in California.
It does not make any sense, thanks to
energy.
The people down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, and the energy cost and all that, a failed plan from PG&E. But what kind of industry are we talking about, or maybe it's just one company or several companies that could come up here. I could see like a large company that, now their people are mainly working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Could put a headquarters here. Anyway, I can't wait to hear that when we get back. And we will be right back with Todd Jones, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Woman!
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow on the show, we have Simpson University and Mike Littow, who's one of our new city councilmen. And we're going to talk about what he wants to see happen here in his terms as new city council. Linda will be joining us tomorrow, as will be Buford.
All right.
Buford is back. Buford got out of doggy hawk on Monday. We had him out at the country air.
He loves being out there, though, doesn't he?
He really likes it. They treat him really well, and he gets along with them, and, you know, they like him a lot. Yeah, and he's, I'll say it, you know, if he was in here today and you walked out and got in your car and said, come on, Buford, he'd probably hop in. I mean, yeah.
Trusting. Dogs are trusting.
He's, you know, he's low maintenance.
Yeah.
Really. Okay, I'm here with, speaking of low maintenance, I'm in here with Todd Jones, who's the CEO, president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about business. What are you seeing, Todd? I mean, I know some things you can't talk about because it's an early, but what are we seeing here? Are we seeing more interest at all? Stillwater, what kind of businesses are showing interest here?
Well, I think the interesting thing that I'm not focusing on more, but I'm seeing more right now is a lot of the retail stuff, right? And I know some people are like, we don't need another this or that, but we're still seeing people invest here and build here. And you look at that whole Save Mart shopping area and Costco and the new Chick-fil-A and Chipotle, all that stuff. It's, people might be like, you know, we already have all these chains, but it's great to see people investing, and we're pulling people off I-5 in that location, which is improving sales tax coming back into our city. So I'm really excited to see all the retail that's down there on the south end of town now. But on the industrial side, you know, now that I'm not at the EDC, I don't see those things quite as closely as I used to, but you know, Frito-Lay is building their facility out of Stillwater right now. It looks like it's almost done. I was out there last Friday because I'm curious. So I take a peek. So they're building. They're relocating from an existing location that I think they had on Airport Road. Amazon's in negotiation. That's not really a secret. They're in negotiation with the city of Reading right now. That's been reported.
Put
some type of distribution facility or you know, fulfillment center.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what one it's going to be, but that's a great facility. And I think that, in my opinion, now that that's not private and it's a semi-public information, that's something that we've been working on for years. I worked on for many, many years.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get these things done. But I think once that Amazon deal gets done, from what I can tell, they're motivated to build out there. We are going to see the rest of Stillwater fill up, I believe. I think that one thing is going to really move people along, because if you're going to build industrial in Reading, in my opinion, there is no better place to build than Stillwater, because the environmental's done, the electrical's there, all the utilities are there.
Roads are there.
The roads are there. It's so much faster. If you're going to build, it's the best place in the North State to build.
Sure.
You have REU. There's a lot of electrical capacity. It's the best place to build, hands down.
You could put a jail out there.
You could. There is another company, too.
But why?
There's a manufacturing company that I believe is in escrow now as well, which does mass timber. And they're in escrow on some property out there. So I think that there's going to be more stuff, especially when that Amazon deal gets done. And, you know, they move fast. So if the deal gets done, I'm sure they're going to break ground quickly.
I would imagine they would.
Yeah.
And where we are on the 5 makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense.
We have good, we've got the I-5 right here. We've got the railroad coming through here if they needed that for something.
And I think the biggest thing, and I was listening to Dr. DeNuca the last half of his time on the show, is, you know, grow the pie. We want to grow the pie. We want to grow revenue. And, you know, I won't get into too many details on the medical school because that's not my world at all. But you want to grow revenue. One of the biggest pain points that we have still in our community, and I saw this very intimately at the EDC, and I still see it now, is the lack of industrial development. And I think it's getting to a point now, and I was talking to the Heydrich brothers last week about this, it's getting to a point now where it might pencil out to be able to build a building for industrial purposes, because if you could find one, it's always cheaper. If you could find a building that meets your needs, it's already standing, it's always going to be cheaper.
Well, there was that company out of San Francisco, what was it? Panattoni. Panattoni that was talking about building at Stillwater, and what they do is they get a client and they build out the
Build the suit.
They give the infrastructure.
They build the suit.
Yeah.
And they build the suit and do a long-term lease, which is, you know, and I think, again, with Amazon coming in, I think they could be coming back to the table as well and looking at other opportunities, because I know that there's other industrial needs up here and there's demand up here that doesn't currently exist. So I think that's going to get built out. And then I did want to touch on what Dr. DeNuca has been saying during the campaign trail, and then he said earlier today about the medical school. That's a big lift. I do agree that's a big lift. But my brother-in-law went to a medical school in Lebanon, Oregon, which is about 30 minutes east of I-5. It's kind of like 30 minutes east of Corvallis area. That campus, I think, is only like 20,000 square feet. It's a very small building. It's smaller than City Hall, and he went to medical school up there in a very rural farm town, which my other brother-in-law actually grew up in this community, and they built a medical school up there. It's an osteopathic medicine, so a DO, which is, you know, basically a full doc, but they also do like chiropractic other things. So he went to school up there, and he graduated in 2018, and he was probably like the third or fourth class. They started with 100 students. Now they're up to about 500 students in a little tiny farm town.
And it works.
And it works. You could do it. And it's a Western Health Sciences University, I think is what it is. So I think it'd be really interesting to look at what they did, because they started that process in 2007, and then they opened in 2011 with their first class graduating in 2015. So not that long ago.
It doesn't take that long.
I think they have some association. There's also another very small DO, medical school, in Vallejo, which is Toro University, which is on the old naval base there in Vallejo. And they have a small medical campus there as well. They went into an existing facility, whereas up in Oregon they built a brand-new facility. But, again, it's like the size of the Simpson building out at Simpson. It's not
that
big.
Well, see, that's the thing about Simpson. Simpson's already, you know,
moving in that direction.
They're moving in that direction, and to be able to, you know, get the backing of city, state, feds, be able to put a medical school there, because, you know, I mean, they've got the infrastructure.
Right.
Of course, you're going to have to build some, you know, put buildings up in there. But they, you know, they understand how it's, you know, how it works.
Yeah.
And so having something like this is a possibility. We can't just poo-poo it and go, oh, that's just too hard. Knowing Danuka, he's going to dig in there and start going.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to let something stop him because it's difficult.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, lighting of the Christmas tree was big. We saw it on Facebook because we were down in Las Vegas watching people get lit up. They celebrate Christmas in Las Vegas. I mean, all the trees are
big.
I mean, outside the hotel at South Point, all got lights all over them, and people are got that festive feeling and all this. But, you know, here, our tree is beautiful.
Our tree, yeah, big tree lighting. I was not able to make it. My kids were not feeling up to it that day, but I did make it to the Christmas parade on Saturday.
And how was that?
It was fun. Weather was great. You never know. I mean, when I was with the Active 2030 Club, we had snow one and rain ones.
Linda and
I, the weather was great.
Linda and I announced those things for three or four years in a row, and we were lucky, except I think on the third year when we were watching the storm coming in, you could see it because you could see the lights in the distance start disappearing.
Right.
Just as the last float went by, and it took us like, wasn't our equipment, so we tried to cover it up as best we could and hopped in the car.
Right.
That was it. But no, and see, it's things like that that bring people in the Garden of Lights. Mm-hmm. That's what brings people into Redding. And so you see these young professionals, they just have to be able to have a nice place to live. And, you know, make sure the kids are going to school. I mean, School of the Arts is building a high school out there.
Yeah.
A high school.
Yeah. And you know, it's also about the cost of living. One of the last projects I did at the EDC was building a cost of living calculator on our website at the Shasta EDC where I used to be. Mm-hmm. And you could look at, you know, other places in California, other places around the country and see what the cost of living is in California and of cost of living is in Redding. And we beat most people on that. Now, of course, there are some things that are more expensive, but relative to the rest of the state of California, we're a really affordable place to live still. And for those doctors that are coming back up here, you know, they can make more in these big cities, but their dollar is not going to go as far. I had my good friend, Dr. Jesse Kern, who's one of the owners of Prestige Urgent Care. He was on my very first podcast, which is the City Builders podcast. You can find it anywhere you want to find stuff, Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And we talked about what it would take to bring more doctors here and recruit them here. And, you know, Dr. Danuka talked about it with the student loans and other things.
Well, the student loans, you know, if they're coming out here and they're going to practice in rural areas, they can get that written off.
Right.
We've got Shasta Regional Medical Center with that.
We got the residency program, which
residency,
is amazing.
We had two of the doctors come on here said they're staying.
Yeah.
They're staying because they like it here. One from East India and one from New York.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably easier for the East Indian to assimilate into this culture than the New Yorker.
Probably.
You know, somebody said, I went for a walk around city here looking at all the transformer
painted.
You know, Blake drugged me around this whole thing. And the one thing you noticed was there weren't any homeless down here.
No, you really see less. And actually,
a lot less.
The I was talking to Reading Police, and we don't have that much time, but yep. I'll talk about the crime stuff. So Prop 36 passed overwhelmingly,
overwhelmingly
in California. And I talked to Reading Police Department last week. They're actually – we're going to work with them. They're really taking the lead on this to bring back the Merchants Crime Watch. So they're going to be having meetings here pretty soon. But when I talked to the officer I was talking to last week, they are so excited because Prop 36 might take effect as early as next Wednesday, and they will immediately be able to hold people accountable because they don't have a problem arresting people. They always have been doing that, been proactive. But now some of these misdemeanors, and they know these people, they know where they're going, and now they're gonna get them starting as soon as Prop 36 takes effect, which could be as early as next Wednesday. And these former misdemeanor or slap on the hands offenses are going to be felonies, and they're going to put them in jail. And they cannot wait to have the tools to be able to hold them accountable.
Well, they have to because, you know, how many times can you just keep arresting them and they just thumb your nose at them?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. A lot of great stuff going on, Todd. And again, November 10th, 2025, 250th birthday.
That's a Sunday next year, right?
There you go, buddy. All right. But you get Monday off.
Oh, perfect.
Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.